An election is a public affair. It is held for the benefit of the public and is the means through which the people select their officials and give directions as to the policies to be adopted. There is no sound reason for secrecy in regard to campaign methods, and publicity will in itself prove a purifying influence in politics. The necessity for publicity has increased with the growth of favor-seeking corporations. These combinations of capital have gradually extended their power over the government through contributions to the campaign funds, and the officials elected by them have in return for contributions sold immunity to offenders. Public opinion has at last compelled a reluctant Congress to prohibit contributions from corporations. But in many cases, individual stockholders in the big corporations have so large a personal interest that they can afford to subscribe the funds necessary for the purchase of an election. The recent National Convention of the Republican Party, by an overwhelming majority, voted down the publicity plank proposed by Senator La Follette's friends. But the Republican leaders already see that it was a serious mistake. The Democratic Party has declared in its platform not only against receiving contributions from corporations, but against receiving from individuals contributions unreasonably large. And what is even more important, our platform declares in favor of the publication before election of all contributions above a reasonable minimum. At the first meeting of the National Democratic Committee, I joined with Mr. Kerr, the Democratic candidate for Vice President, in requesting the committee to interpret and apply this plank to the present campaign. We suggested that $10,000 be fixed as the maximum for individual contributions, and that all individual contributions above $100 be made public before the election. All such contributions made before the 15th of October to be made public on or before that date. All contributions received after the 15th of October to be made public as received. No contributions to be received within 3 days of the election, and all expenditures to be made public immediately after the election. The Democratic Committee unanimously adopted these suggestions and will apply the doctrine of publicity. It is to be hoped that the action taken by the Democratic Committee will compel the Republican Committee to do likewise, for the people ought to know what influences are at work in the campaign, that they may better decide whether either party has so obligated itself to the great corporations as to make it impossible for it to protect the rights of the people. Let there be light is the demand of the voters, and more emphasis is being placed upon this demand. If there are any who love darkness rather than light, the excuse must be found in Holy Writ. It is because their deeds are evil.